The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
And with copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Now. Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Good morning. This
well,
is weird.
Yeah, so, Meg, you're sitting where I usually sit.
Yeah.
Pushing the buttons today, which is interesting. How are you feeling?
I don't know if you can tell. I'm shaking a little bit.
Why?
No.
Because I've never done, like, panelling breakfast while talking breakfast. I've panelled breakfast before, like, for other people, but I've never been on the mic at the same time.
So, report, just in, statistics, yeah. You know I love stats.
Yeah.
5 button presses.
Yes.
100% correct
well,
so far.
Three in what a row then. I had to turn 3 microphones. That's yeah. 3 in 1.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, do you know what I hate about this side?
Why?
As you guys know, I like to have my headphones up so high.
You can't have
it. It blasts my eardrums out of my head, basically.
Yeah.
And this volume setting does not allow me
no,
to go
it doesn't.
Loud.
Look, we can swap back if you want to.
No, it's fine. You got to do it.
No. Well, technically, I don't, actually. Crevo, you're more than capable.
Yeah, but I think you'll do a better job in the long run. That's what, you know, I'm a forward planner.
You've been here longer than I have.
How was your night? I spent another night away from home yesterday afternoon. My housemate has COVID, as I've said in the last few days. Dropped him off a rat yesterday. I thought, you never know, day 5, he might test negative. He didn't test negative. In fact, he's a solid positive still. And I'm just too worried about going home.
Yeah,
I don't want to catch it because I'm pretty sure he's been vaping.
That's no good.
Spreading the COVID everywhere, and I'm just like, I need my own bed. I slept on a friend's lounge again last night.
Not the most comfortable, because you were on a lounge at your mum's, yeah?
Yes, I haven't slept in a bed in a whole week.
I was very tempted to come drop you off like an air mattress or something, so you could have the bed experience.
Yeah, look, we'll see what happens today. I think I'm going to go home.
Yeah.
And just open up everything. Buy some, like, face shields, maybe.
That's a good idea.
And just walk around like that for a few days.
Maybe. Good idea.
Might be the way to go. You got to figure that out. Gosh.
Hey, up next, we're going
to
play...
Good morning to Jess, by the way.
Oh, hello, Jess.
Hello.
Excellent.
Right. See, because you're not looking at her, it didn't come to mind.
He's that forgotten about me.
Yeah.
Didn't take long, did it? He hasn't even left yet.
Are you coming to the my farewell on
Why
Friday,
do you
Jess?
Keep asking me?
Because
you're concerned
I feel like
that
you're
I'm not going to show up.
I feel like you're going to flake
well,
on
you
us.
Well, you already forgot about her. Come
well,
on.
Well, yeah.
Well,
you're not
take
off to
long.
A great start today.
No.
See, all you gym people, you find it hard to go out and have fun.
Don't pick on her because she goes to the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll do whatever.
Yeah.
Have you been to the gym yet since you guys are meant to go to the gym?
Absolutely not. We stopped going.
I'm going on Thursday to get a spray tan, but that's about it.
Does that count?
Good job, guys.
Does that count?
Committed.
I still have to check in, technically.
Oh, my God. Guys, moving on. Lads versus Lasses is up next. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. The Lasses are in front 37-34. Playing for a $50 Gamble and Brown Katara at the Home Sense voucher. If you want to play, we need one guy, one girl. 13-10-09 is our number. Some showers about today in the evening, early afternoon. 24 the top on the coast.
FM and the Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
Damn. I was like, they all sound the same.
You sound so confident when you said that too.
Because you can't, one day not seeing the computer and the name in front of you, and even with the paper in front of you, still didn't get the name right.
Don't be too critical, Crevo.
Hey, we've got a new button pusher now. They get all the credit.
Hey, we are playing Lads versus Lasses now, Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes. Now, this is my last week, and I would love nothing more than the Lads to reign supreme. It is still mathematically possible.
Not to reign supreme, it's not. You can tie, but you can't win.
Well,
sorry, Maddie.
Obviously, we'll do a coin toss at the end of the week to,
oh,
to
shit,
double to points, isn't point. It? On
oh,
Friday,
come
yeah.
on.
Before the holiday.
It's my last day of making the rules, Meg.
We still need a last, though, yeah?
We do need a last. 13-10-09 if you want to play for that $50 Gamblin Brown Katara voucher. Let's meet our lad first up, though.
Yeah, it's Bo. He's from Wickham. He's a courier driver on the way to work now. Big day of deliveries ahead. Good morning, Bo. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Really good. All right, let's get into your questions. Good luck. Of course, we need the win. Luckily, no ladies have even showed up today, so it's going to be
will.
Easy. No, they won't. Probably won't. All right, first one's multiple choice. Decadence for women is a fragrance by which designer? Is it A, Coco Chanel, B, Marc Jacobs, or C, Michael Kors?
Coco Chanel, A.
Oh, unfortunately not. Maddie, do you want to ask the next question to
question
mix things up?
Number two is, what is the brand Veet known for making? Is it A, hair removal products, B, conditioner and shampoo, or C, is it some, what does that say there? Nothing.
Moisturizer.
Moisturizer oil. Products. Hair removal, shampoo, A, yeah, correct. Very good. Question number three, which lady's shoe size is bigger, an Australian size 9 or a European size 39?
Australian 9.
Correct. Good job, Bo.
Absolutely smashing.
Hold the line for us, man. Let's meet our last now.
Yeah, it's Jody. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Yourself.
Yeah, really good. Now, do you think, how many did we get there? Two.
Two.
Oh, of course we did. Absolutely killing it. Do you think you can beat two?
I don't know.
Yeah, we have the power.
I don't know,
Jody,
either.
We got this.
These questions are a bit hard, so we'll see how you go.
Yeah, well, I got told not to do hard questions. Look what happened.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
See? Thanks, Jody.
All right, here we go. You'll be right. First one. What is Solvol?
Solvol.
Solvol.
Cleaning product. Solvol, like...
A bit more information.
Cream cleanser stuff?
Yeah, that's it. That's
it
correct. It's a heavy-duty hand wash. Very famous. All right. Number two. Which car company makes the Crafter line of work vans? Absolutely massive, these are.
Crafter?
Yeah. You've got the... They use them for a lot of, like, delivery and stuff because they're big.
Hi-8?
No. Volkswagen. All right.
I need this to stay in the game.
This is actually crucial, Jody. So prepare yourself. Who has just done a deal to buy Twitter?
Oh, Elon Musk or whatever his name is.
Sure is. Man. Which means it's coin toss time.
Oh my God! You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner?
The flip of a coin.
This is intense. Are we going to go with Jody?
Yeah, of course.
All right, Jody, heads or tails, babe?
Heads, thanks, Dom.
All right, good luck. By that, I mean to the lads. It's tails.
Yes, it is.
Lads win. Lads,
sorry,
lads,
Jody.
Lads.
Oh, how good is that?
Bo
makes
from Wickham.
Makes my day. Congratulations, Jody.
No, no, Bo won.
Oh, Bo.
Bo won.
No, you win,
mate. Too busy focusing.
Sorry, hon.
Sorry.
And you just hung up on Jody. Sorry, Jody.
It's all right. Jody's not needed anymore. No. She didn't win.
You win, Bo. Congrats, man.
Okey doke. Well done. Okey doke.
Thanks.
Hold on the line there. Excellent.
Oh, how good.
So thrilled,
how good for you
Bo
guys.
Was.
You're cringing so hard right now.
Why?
Because I'm not doing a good job.
No, you are.
You've only done...
Meg, can you stop with this shit now,
No, please? No self-criticism, all right? It's day
it's
one.
It's my key personality trait. Let me have it.
Just relax.
You say
it
that about you crying about everything.
Yeah,
isn't
I know.
You can't have two plenty. Key personality traits.
Yes, it is. There's plenty of them. I have multiple personalities. Let them all have a personality trait.
All right. Look, you're doing a great job.
Thanks.
Relax. Next, this is a story that you brought to the table,
yes,
actually,
it is.
And this is quite interesting because Snickers bars, right, they've been well known for a long time for having a certain texture. Now, I'm not talking about the inside. I'm
or
talking
the chocolate
about,
smoothness or whatever.
It's the outside I'm talking about. It's almost like a kind of a vein that zigzags all over that big, long thing, isn't it?
Looks quite similar to something else.
Yeah, I don't know, like some sort of vein that would stick out, isn't
yeah.
it?
Mm.
Well, like where though? Like what? Like, on what part of the body?
Could be on your wrist. You know, have like, yes, lots of veins yes, on their wrists, yes.
especially like bodybuilders and stuff.
Bodybuilders,
big veiny, long arms, yeah. that sort of thing. Anyway, apparently they're getting rid of the vein.
Oh,
they're making them extra smooth.
Oh, you can't do that.
No, the whole point of getting a Snickers, apart from the caramel
texture.
And the nuts, it's the vein.
You feel the vein in the mouth when you bite into it.
That's right.
So like that rough sort of bumpy feeling on
yeah.
your tongue.
We're cracking right into this case up next to find out what's going on with Snickers in just a minute.
Yeah, and we're talking, Meg, Snickers bars, because we do all have them in here at the moment. You very kindly brought them in for us. Now,
yeah.
what's the story behind this?
So, apparently there's in this rumour going around that Snickers is slowly but surely removing the veins, the veiny lumps from on top of the Snickers bar. Now, for a long time, people have noticed this texture and thought, you know, it does really remind you.
Else.
Yeah, of like, imagine, say, a long, strong man's arm that has lots of veins popping out of it. Now, but of course, this is a lot thinner than an arm. This is a lot smaller than an arm.
Yeah.
But it still has that texture. Now, Maddie, you've opened up yours first. Do you see the vein still?
I do see the veins still.
Are they as prominent as they used to be?
I'll give you the side profile of the naked Snickers bar. It is veiny as
anything.
Look
at the top of yours from a top-down view.
Yeah.
What shape is that, just briefly?
It's an interesting shape.
So you need, I cannot see this. You need
it's like
hold
two
it up
marbles
me.
With a sausage on the end.
Oh, interesting.
I've never noticed that.
It does
that.
Look like that, doesn't it?
There's a lot of suggestiveness.
Is yours?
To this. No, mine doesn't have that.
Oh,
that's just your one.
So the picture that we saw yesterday that brought this to our attention was one that was completely smooth.
Very smooth. Now, were you guys into the smoothness?
No, because
or do you like the veins?
I like the veins.
See, to me, it seemed like a knockoff.
Oh,
like a knockoff Snickers
like
or something.
Like Snickers.
Yes, Snickers. Yes.
You could buy from the $2 shop.
I feel like one of the joys of eating a Snickers bar is the textures that are happening in your mouth.
Well, when it goes down your tongue, if you put like a decent sized Snicker in there.
Yeah.
Don't they
it's
all come
the texture.
One size?
Pardon?
No, you could get like
you
the
can
king
get, like,
size.
You can get the king size,
really?
You can get the fun size ones too that are very...
Should we pop it in our mouth?
Yeah,
and
let's all experience the nuts
you two
together.
Go for it. I'll see how you guys can handle a Snickers bar in your mouth. Well, Crevo just went straight for the bite, but Maddie's more
of a suck and see type of man. There is something about a Snickers, isn't there?
I
see you when you feel the vein.
It's very textural.
You know you're eating the Snickers bar.
That's right.
Something about it.
Smooth. Too smooth?
It wouldn't feel right.
No.
Wouldn't feel right at all.
So they've come out and said, the people, I think, is it Nestle or Mars?
Mars,
the Snickers. They've turned around and said that it melted in the car or something like that, and it's just set as a solid piece of chocolate rather than the veins. So the veins were like an added picture. If you will. So they're not getting rid of the veins.
So what's happened is that like a batch of them has melted.
Well,
and
it might not even
opened.
Be a batch.
Why are we talking
about
this?
It might just be the one.
Then?
Oh, because
it was an excuse to have Snickers,
yeah,
really.
Like, are you
going to say no to Snickers at 6:30 in the morning? Absolutely. You couldn't wait to open it. What are you talking about?
You know that I am like the equivalent of a pest with food. So
it's true.
Happy to eat anything at this time.
Happy to pop this sort of thing in your mouth. Any veiny chocolate.
We
right?
debunked it.
Don't
it's
be
not
alarmed.
Happening.
Not happening.
It's not happening.
Be alert, not alarmed. If you see a smooth Snickers, it might be a knockoff.
Hang on
or melted.
It.
Oh yeah.
Could be worth something somewhere.
Grab onto that thing and hold on tight.
Hey, we're gonna check in with Jess in the newsroom next in UFM at 6:33. Good morning. Foo Fighters, Generator, a new FM with Maddie, Meg and Crevo. Welcome to Wednesday. It's 1 minute to seven. Showers about this afternoon. 23, the top in the valley today.
Now, Now, we are talking Mother's Day. Normally, Super Cheap Auto, they're the purveyors of things like wash and wax in large bottles or mesh seat back covers or windscreen wiper blades, that sort of stuff. But now, they've obviously had a little board meeting or, you know, around the conference table and said, how can we make more money from Mother's Day? So they've set out these ads, which I got a whole lot of on Facebook, and they're essentially, they're called Mother's Day Super Buys, which you'll be thinking, oh, does Mum really want turtle wax to wash her car? No, she doesn't. She wants, and these are some of the options you can get, a range of scented candles.
Of course, because that's safe for a car.
For $19.99 each.
Yeah, okay.
Are they, like, new car smell, like,
no,
like
no,
auto-related?
Not things? At all.
They're engine like oil-scented.
Vanilla and lemongrass and that sort of thing.
Of course it is.
So it makes no sense. Other options you can get is a jewellery cleaner, like an electronic one. You know where you, like,
okay,
dip your ring
sense,
in?
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
And,
but not
comes
from
out
super cheap, but
it's
go on.
It's weird, right?
So I worked out why they've done this. It's okay. For the blokes who want an excuse to go to Super Cheap.
Yeah, popping up the road to get something for Mother's Day, aren't I?
Exactly. Look at the catalogue. See, they sell Mother's Day stuff as well.
You know, it's actually a genius marketing move because most blokes out there, as you know, will buy these sorts of gifts at the very last minute.
And
when they're doing something for themselves, when they see something so convenient on the counter, they can just tick that box straight away. They'll buy that candle.
They're in there buying their engine oil or their new tire or battery
or
whatever
browsing.
It is, or browsing.
Looking
and
at
they
rims.
See that. They're going to have those display stands with Mother's Day, and they've gone, jackpot.
How good is that? How convenient.
I don't have to go to Westfield and line up and get that voucher.
Nah.
Vases they're selling.
Yeah.
Bean bags.
Vases.
I'm not joking. Yep.
Can I have a look at the vase?
Yeah, sure. It's like a little set of three.
Is it a tire?
No. It's like a glass, little set of three glass vases that you put your, like, single little flower stems in. Very delicate, actually.
Are you a little bit cute?
It's like something you'd find at home or one of those type of shops up at Katara Homemakers.
Also, who is going to Super Cheap Auto to buy a bean bag?
Well,
that is a Kmart kind of thing.
You would normally think so, but hey, they've obviously got some in stock.
You're going to know if it works if they repeat it next year.
You're exactly right.
They, you know?
I reckon, like you said, mate, I think it's a bit of a genius move. Where are all these things going to be next?
The key is to not buy too much stock because I feel like for the first time they're doing this, it could either fail miserably or be a massive success. So we'll see.
Next year it'll be at Jack's Tyres or something.
Absolutely. I'm going to check in with Jess next for your 7 o'clock news on UFM. Good morning.
The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Meg and Creevo. To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
let's New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
So single life has been treating me quite well recently, just doing my own thing, and I've gone on a date with a guy, and it was really, really chill. We've seen each other a couple of times. We've made the decision not to be very serious at all because I just got out of a 6-year relationship. But on...
So what does that even mean?
I don't want the official title of in a relationship.
But you just
want
to do the activities that couples like to do together.
Cuddling.
Yeah, but I like...
Cuddles.
Yes, but like going on dates and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But I don't want to be serious with anyone at this point.
Yeah.
And I went on...
I get you.
Yeah, so this guy that I've gone on a couple of dates with, he goes, oh, on Sunday, how about I pick you up and we go for a drive? Very teenager-esque, if you will.
Just driving around.
Just driving. And then...
Wind in your hair.
No, the windows weren't down because I just curled my hair, so I didn't want that to get wrecked. Anyway, he's gone, where do you want to go? And I'm like, I don't know. You're driving. You're in control, blah, 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 blah. Think of the most 17-year-old thing you can do in Newcastle, in the car. Apart from that, Mount Sugarloaf of a night time. went for a drive up to Sugarloaf.
What are you doing?
Listening to emo pop punk, Simple Plan, Good Charlotte, Meg, all that kind of stuff. And it made me feel like I was 17 again. I'm 33 now.
I don't understand the attraction of going up a mountain to a very dark place where strange people go and do strange
things. The view is incredible. And it wasn't that late. It was only like 7:30, 8 o'clock. So
which
it wasn't
is dark now at the moment.
It was dark
right?
now. Well, it wasn't that seedy.
I hope you didn't do anything.
We didn't because every other car there had peep lights on them.
lots of bouncing cars as
a
well.
A lot of steamy windows.
A lot of revving of engines, though. Like, a lot of...
The new FM transmitter site is up there.
Oh,
that's
really?
Right.
I didn't know
how
that.
How romantic
so
for you.
They can see it, if you've done anything.
Well,
so
nothing
was
done.
You should get access to the room.
Pardon?
You should get access to the transmitter room. It's like a little room in a cage.
And what am I going to do in the transmitter room?
Well, that's up to you, Meg.
As I said, only casual dating at this point.
No, look cameras at some in wiring.
There. Look at some wiring, of course.
Oh, where do you plug that into? Which port?
It was just incredible, though, because my friends and I, when we were 17, used to go up to Sugarloaf all the time when they got their peas. And then I'm doing it at 33 with a guy that I'm like sort of seeing to a degree. Just felt very teenager-esque. And I loved it. I loved feeling that young again. It was just made me feel really good. Well, I know that sounds really cool. I know that sounds really strange, but...
Well, 13:10:09, did the new partner make you feel young again?
Don't call him my partner, though. Well,
okay.
I didn't write that. Crevo wrote that.
Did your new FWB make you feel young again?
I thought to broaden, you know, people who might call to this.
Yeah.
It could be a partner,
a new
partner.
Yeah,
and
new
it just
partner.
Made you reinvigorated, re-energized, right. Feeling young, like you got out of a long relationship.
Yeah.
And now you feel like you're young and Adam again.
All right. Did the new partner make you feel young? 13:10:09.
Okay, we'll do it after Ed Sheeran. This is Overpass Graffiti, a new FM with the North. Sheeran, Overpass Graffiti, a new FM. Showers about later this afternoon, 23, the top in the valley. The Novos.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I realised this was mine. Sorry. Too busy pushing the button.
That's
so,
all right.
I've been sort of seeing this guy very, very casually for like 2 weeks or so. And on Sunday, he's like, let's go for a drive. And he took me up to somewhere where I haven't been since I was 17 years old. And my friends used to have
salad together.
Absolutely not.
Top of Mount Sugarloaf.
We listened to music. There might have been
Caesar
a kiss here and there.
Greek salad.
Oh, no, it's Greek, was
no,
it?
No, well,
cut some feta.
Cut olives in there. Don't forget to spit out
spit
the
pips. Spit out the seeds, yeah.
There was a cheeky kiss here and there. That was about it. I'm listening to music and I'm like, I felt, honest to God, like I was 17 again, driving up to Sugarloaf. It's the ultimate, like, when you first get your license experience.
Off
you do
you
certain things. You go through the Macca's drive-thru,
yep.
You go to Mount Sugarloaf, and you might go to the drive-in.
So did you go to Sugarloaf a lot as a 17-year-old,
yes.
mate?
So friends of mine used to have their I didn't have my license, but my friends had their licenses.
So you'd jump in the car?
Yeah, they'd come pick us up. Five of us, back when there were no restrictions on how many people you could have in your car. As a peeplater, and we used to all drive around Sugarloaf.
And what were you doing at 17 versus now?
What do you mean?
Like, when you were 17 up there, did you just drive around?
Yeah.
And just look at...
I was not an attractive 17-year-old, so I wasn't getting anything.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
So...
Different situation.
Different situation. Now. Obviously, when you're 17, you wait for marriage, of course.
Oh, right. That's what you... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, I was thinking back to, like, my early dating time with Emmy.
Yeah.
So, we met at the beach. So then,
so I've never heard when you first met.
Yeah. So,
it's cute.
So now, like, any dates where we go, we just sometimes, even still, we'll just grab a lunch, right, and go to the beach.
Oh.
Even
on,
huh?
Which beach?
Down in Sydney.
Which?
Tamarama.
Oh.
See, I don't know where that is.
So wait, how did you guys connect on a beach?
Like, so we were with another, with another friend.
Oh, yeah,
and
I
like,
see.
We just went down the beach and then, yeah, we were just chatting. That's where we first met.
Instant attraction?
Yeah, like we didn't get together straight away though. Like we were just,
I remember you
we were
said
just
that you
friends.
Waited a while.
Yeah, we were just friends at the start. So that it was a nice story. But whenever we go for lunch or whatever at the beach, like a little cute date, it's I feel young again. It takes me back.
Because you were in your 20s, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what really turns me off? Teenage style dates, Meg. I don't know how you did it.
I loved it.
That is the biggest red flag.
For me.
You know, last time I went on a date, right, in Sydney, somebody said, said to me, let's go to Luna Park.
See, I love that. Thanks. I thought that was cute.
No, thank
That's
you.
Cute. There was
I don't
something...
want to sit on the Ferris wheel or go on the Rotar or eat the Dagwa dogs.
None of that.
Look, there was something about what seeing that view,
yeah.
listening to that music, and the fact that he was wearing a black hoodie. I don't know what it was. But so cute.
Right on for Meg.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coming up on the show next. Of course, I am leaving. I am going.
That's why I'm stuck pushing the buttons today.
Now, I wanted to do a little exercise with both of you because, Crevo, we've been working together for a long time now.
Yeah.
So I think you and I have a good chemistry.
Yeah.
We have know a lot about each other.
A lot.
Meg, you and I have really hit it off.
Yeah.
And became great friends as well. And I think you and I know a lot about each other.
I like to think so, yeah.
Now, you and Crevo, I feel, need to build some chemistry.
Okay.
Excellent.
What I want to do next, right, little peek behind the scenes here, I want to do a little quiz to see how much you guys know about each other because you're going to be on the show without me.
That's right. Well, and we'll miss you.
Well, thank you. I'll miss you too.
Literally our anchor.
Well, you're
in
the
more senses,
now.
More senses of the word.
Well, you're the anchor now. Look at you pushing those buttons, yeah, girl.
Look at it. All those fingers spread out.
I've got some questions for both of you. Yeah. We're going to see who knows each other best between Meg and Crevo.
Okay.
Next at New FM. We'll do it after this. Matchbox 20, Unwell with the Novos. Maddie, Meg and Crevo at 7:30. Showers about later this afternoon, 24 degrees, the top on the coast. Now, guys, as I just mentioned before, I wanted to do a little quiz with you two for each other because obviously I'm leaving the show.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that you guys are in sync with each other.
We're close enough. We live next door to each other.
Yeah, how much closer do you want?
I've got a quiz here. Meg, I've got questions about Crevo's life for you and vice versa for you, Crevo.
Excellent.
For the one and only time... The Meg and Crevo quiz.
All right, yeah. So one time.
Is there a prize here?
No prize.
Well, the prize is satisfaction.
I just want to see how well you guys know each other and pay attention to each other's stories.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Which is such a vital part of this job. You have to pay attention to the stories.
That's so true.
All right, now, who wants to go first? Who wants to put themselves out there?
Me.
You want to answer Meg's questions?
Yeah.
Okay, Meg, when he answers the question... You confirm whether or not they're right or wrong.
Okay.
Question number one for you, Crevo, is what cinema was Meg banned from and why?
Now, I know why. It was a radio competition and Meg had to scream something at the top of her lungs.
Yes.
And I feel like it was... Event Cinemas Glendale.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, boy.
If you want to go on a technicality, it was Greater Union.
Oh, damn it.
Back in the day, but
I'll take that.
Now called Event Cinemas.
I think that's enough correct.
I think that's enough.
All right.
Just for reference, I had down here Greater Union Glendale trying to win a radio competition for Big Day Out tickets. Correct?
I didn't remember what tickets they were, but Big Day Out, that
Here's
rings
a big
a bell.
One about Meg's life. How many sisters does she have?
See, I don't even know the answer to this.
Well, official sisters.
how many do you
other
think?
Other than Randy Dad's unknowns.
All right, I think it's three.
You are correct. Yes, we had this discussion off air the other day because he's trying to work out the whole family tree.
See, I'm going into the details that matter.
All right, question number three. Meg wants to get a tattoo with lyrics from her favourite Marshmallow song. What is that song?
I think it is it Better?
No, it's not. I know where you're going with it, though. You're thinking of Khalid, because Khalid has a song called Better, but he also has a song called Silence with
Silence,
Marshmallow.
That's it. Damn it.
You're on two the right track, three. Though. That's pretty good.
No, 2 out of 3. He doesn't get a half point for that.
Pretty good.
He
I'm
was
into
on the
that.
Right track, though.
There's only 3 questions.
Your turn now, Meg.
Okay. Oh,
sweet. 66%.
Gonna, horrible.
Can you beat 2?
Probably.
There's only 3 questions.
Probably not.
Number one. What products did a young Crevo sell to other students on the school bus to make money?
Oh, I know this.
Yeah, I think you do, actually.
Yeah.
Oh.
Think about it.
Was it
what kind of commodities
was it? Was it lollies or something?
No.
Is that like a half point as well?
Not really.
Chocolate.
Yes, it is. That's a point.
I mean, I feel like he walked you into
that.
True. I mean, what comes after lollies? Chocolate.
Yeah.
All right, question number two. Prior to radio, what was one of Crevo's former jobs?
You worked in finance, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
Financial advisor?
Yeah.
Correct.
Good. So if you get this next one right, you know me better than I know you.
Was IBM one of them as well?
Yeah, that was. You're very good.
So good.
That's not an official question, though. It's not counted. I'm sorry.
You just get the chime sound.
Just get the chime sound. I appreciate that.
To boost your mood.
Question number three. What nationality is Crevo?
American.
Boom!
I'm also Australian.
Also Australian, but you've got dual citizenship, yeah?
Yeah, that's correct.
There you
that's
go.
Cool. That's three out of three.
I think yours were a bit easier, like me for you.
I don't know. That was the sisters one, I should know all that.
To wrap the game show up today,
yeah.
At the end, like on the Jerry Springer show, you know how he has his final words?
Yeah.
I want you to say to each other one thing that you love about each other and one thing that you hate about each other. Real honesty.
Who's first?
Meg, you first.
Right. To be fair, there's nothing. I'm going to be honest. There's nothing I dislike about Crevo at all.
What?
Okay, you're a food snob. I don't like that. You didn't like Devin. Didn't appreciate that. But you are one of the most supportive people I've ever met, and I really appreciate that. So love that about you.
Well, that's very, very nice. Kind words. Mm. All right, my turn. Mm. I'm going to say, for the great things, you're one of the most empathetic people I've ever met.
Aww.
It's a very, very good quality and will serve you well through your career.
Thank you.
In terms of things I don't like about you, tough gig as well. I don't know. You're a very nice person. You do, and you love radio and you do a great job at what you do.
Thank you.
It's a bit of a love fest in here.
Are we going to say what we love about Maddie now?
No, that's for Friday. There's a whole show on Friday.
There's a whole show about that.
Thank you. Maddie has multiple segments planned out for that.
As if I planned my final show, guys. That's for you to do. And if it isn't planned properly, let me tell you.
You'll bring out your backup plan.
We already have a chat going about it.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Now, there's not much in the chat at this stage.
But a chat has been started.
Let's face it. Like, for how I go out on birthdays, this is going to be the last show. There has to be something.
Oh, I'm excited.
So
Big Kev's dead.
And now I'm excited. I've oversold it, so you're going to be very disappointed.
No, I won't. Good job, guys.
Thanks.
I think we'll be right.
We'll be good.
You've got a good handle on each other.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Meg and Crevo. To wake you up. Together we can go wherever. New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
So, a couple of weeks ago, Maddie, you got to meet my best friend, Tim, who's from Brisbane. Well, he's actually from Newcastle, but he lives in Brisbane now. And
you scared him off. He had to leave Newcastle.
He had to leave Newcastle. Tends to happen. But, because growing
Maddie
up...
Maddie leaving as well.
I know.
Saying.
You leave for Sydney. He leaves for Brisbane. What am I meant to do with my life?
Find another gay.
Well, I do have more gays in Newcastle, and this is what it came down to.
Look at her like a purveyor of gays.
I am the superior hag of Newcastle. Let's be real. So we came up with the idea yesterday that I should rank the gays in my life.
Do you know there is, right? I've been around the gays, trust me, as you know.
Mm. Really?
There is. I've only met one other person in my travels that could compete with you in the fag hag stakes.
Yeah.
You are up there. Mm. I would love to see like a jelly wrestling competition between you two.
Absolutely not. You would not want to see that at all.
So who would reign supreme?
I think it'd be more of a hair pulling bitch slap kind of thing.
Oh, you know, you'd be a dirty fighter, I reckon.
No.
You'd be like kicking down.
Well, I don't like hurting people, but then again, if they're going to try and take my.
Why are you kicking that
supreme?
Box along there, man?
Yeah, sorry.
What the cardboard box belongs in the cupboard.
Up next, I feel horrible about this. I'm going to rank the gays in my life because why not?
Wow,
you're actually like, and you're like, are you nervous?
No.
Really?
Because I'm quite comfortable.
Yeah.
Confident.
I'll put my predictions out. Your best friend Tim is number one.
Mm.
I am number two. New gay to the scene. Richie's number three.
Richie's been in my life since, like, 10 years.
Yeah, but I feel like we're better friends than you and Richie.
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Anyway.
10 years. Can you compete with a 10-year friendship, Maddie?
I think I can.
You think you
Justin
can?
Justin Wellington, Aiko, my bestie and UFM with Maddie, Megan, Crevo. Hey, don't forget, school is back as well. School zones are in place, so make sure you're slowing down to 40 meg.
So, I don't know. You seem very confident in this.
No, yeah, absolutely.
So what we're going to do right now is I'm going to rank the gays in my life because I am the ultimate hag of Newcastle. It's very, very well known. I used to go to G every single weekend in my 20s.
For those that are hearing this and questioning what is a fag hag, can you please give us your definition, please?
I basically don't have any friends outside of gay guys is essentially what I mean by that.
What about me?
Oh. We're workmates.
Not friends.
Look.
Wow.
To be That's fair, savage. Look, do you have any gay tendencies?
Maddie seems to think so.
Oh, I've always thought.
Well, I actually got told when I first started this job.
Yeah.
That someone did think you were the gay one.
Really?
That you were straight, Maddie, and Crevo, you were the gay one.
Well, I do, you know, I am into antiques and interior design.
And fine food and wine.
And fine food and wine.
Well, we did actually, a couple of months ago, we did do the gay challenge. I think you won.
That's right.
I am 100% straighter acting than Crevo ever will be.
That's why.
Unless you're at Stonewall.
Well, hey, guys. You've seen
Maddie Harrison here.
I don't introduce myself. I was thinking
it was more of your Kate DeRouge interview. But, we will go through. There are a few in my life.
Yeah.
So, obviously, my best one is my best friend, Tim. Tim and I have known each other since high school, so year 7. So, this year is our 21st year together.
That's a long friendship.
Yeah.
Any 20-plus year friendships ones to, like, hold on to.
Why do I feel like I've been transported back to the year 2008 and Meg is
ranking her MySpace friends? It was funny, though. Like, even then, we would make sure we were each other's number one, even if we had partners.
Oh, Tom was always number one on MySpace, wasn't he?
No, you could change that.
Really?
I spent a lot of time doing customized layouts on MySpace. Really good use of my time back in the day.
It certainly is.
But Tim and I have known each other for 21 years.
So he's number one.
He's number one. And the thing is, like, it might be an arguable spot for number two because I know I haven't spoken about Richard that much, but he and I were very, very close for a very long time. Like, we have a nickname for each other that I can't actually repeat on air. We used to do drag together. He used to do my drag makeup when I was a drag queen.
He's your drag mum.
He's my drag sister.
You can't do drag though because you're a woman.
So I'm a faux queen is what we call it.
Now, Maddie, gender bender. You seem a little bit like miffed by this because you were very confident there you were going to be number two. And now it's throwing you off
your
game.
I'm pretty chill, though. If I'm number three, that's fine.
Oh, you seem a little bit defeated. But this is the thing,
though. I'm very comfortable.
Like,
I don't need a ranking system. It's very high school.
Whose idea was this segment again?
Yours.
It was not.
Blame it on me.
Absolutely. No, I actually think it was Crevo.
No, it wasn't mine.
It's really funny.
Reveal the numbers.
Okay.
Yeah, spit it out.
Who's two? Who's number two?
This is the longest story of all time.
It's Maddie. Maddie's number two.
Oh, yes.
We spent a lot more time together in the last eight months.
You're on the buttons. Oh, play the celebration.
The winning button. Hang on.
Sound effect, please. Big winner. It's called Burn.
There
number
you go.
Two.
For somebody who's very chill and doesn't care, he seemed pretty happy.
Yeah. Eat my dirt, Richie. You're number
You've
three.
You've met Richie too. He's a lovely human being. No, it's just like... I do love Richie. We have been like really good friends for 12 years, I think, now. But let's be real.
It hasn't taken long.
I think I've gotten drunk with you more times in the last 8 months than I have with him in the last 10 years. So
I don't drink alcohol.
You don't really.
You're just there, like in the room when other people.
So when
are drinking,
I go to the stage and buy four drinks at once, those are all for me, right?
Hey, it's not Maddie's problem. It's double park or triple park or whatever.
Absolutely not. Hey, birthday lotto is up next. Hey, Crevo.
Oh, geez, that moved. So is there any others, or is it just one? First,
I'm just going to go top three, like gold, silver, bronze. Yeah,
sorry,
the other ones
Richie.
They get a participation medal.
If Crevo was gay and not like just suspected to be gay. Yeah. Well, what do you think you would rank on the list?
probably at this rate, four.
It's pretty good still.
Top four.
You get the ribbon, favorite. Not the medal.
Yeah.
You get the ribbon. The participation award.
The little tiny trophy.
I feel so validated now, Meg. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah.
Silver,
I love
baby.
Being ranked at the age of 32.
Keep that going. You're going back down to number three.
It is birthday lotto time next. $500. Oh, this would be brilliant. Let's give this away today. I've just spun the wheel. It's come up as April. So if you're born in April, 13-10-09.
Okay, we'll do it next in UFM. It is 8:54. Good morning.
The
Novos. The Kid Laroi without you in UFM. It's 8 o'clock with Maddie, Megan, Crevo. News time in a sec. Right now, though, let's give you some free money with the Novos birthday lotto today.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos birthday lotto.
Yeah, it doesn't get easier than this to win money. All you have to do right now is be born in April. That's the month we're looking for. And if your date gets called out, cash is yours. 500 big ones transferred straight to your account. How good?
Let's do it.
Let's meet our caller. Her name is Roselle from Maryland. She works at a health share managing cleaning the linen for local hospitals. Got stuck in ISO with her son the whole school holidays, so didn't get to do anything. Roselle, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
How are you? Good, good, thank you.
Oh, are you glad he's back at school?
I am.
Honesty's not going to be bad here at all.
What's your son's name, Roselle?
Johnny. He's here right beside me.
Oh, hey, hey buddy. Are you? Is he excited you're on the radio?
Yes, he is. He's actually the one. We were at St. Mary's right now, in front of St. Mary's, and he said to me, oh, Mom, it's your birthday month. Call them.
Look at him.
If you win the money, like, you got to give him a share now because it was his idea.
Good luck.
Roselle. Let's spin the balls for you now. Here we go.
Oh, my God. Good luck. I hope you win.
Can I pick the ball
you
out
can.
Today?
You can.
Okay, here we go.
Grab one here.
For $500, Roselle, were you born on the 21st.
No.
Oh, sorry, Roselle.
That's my birthday.
What was your birthday?
2nd of April.
Oh, bugger.
The two was right, but that's it.
We tried.
Thanks, Roselle. Have a great day. Enjoy the time away from your son.
Back at work.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, guys.
You
have a good day.
You too. It's coming back before 9 o'clock today with $500. Checking in with Jess in the newsroom next, though, at New FM. Good morning.
This is The Novos. New FM. The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
I used copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Oh, God, I'm harassing poor old Jess in the newsroom.
Poor old Jess in the newsroom.
She's copping it today. Sorry.
Because she's not coming to my farewell and she's skating around the invite.
You know what?
He'll be
back on the buttons in a couple of days, so he can't do this to you anymore.
I've just written a sign and I keep sticking it on the window that joins our two studios here. Are you coming on Friday? Just say no now, Jess.
Oh, Maddie. Don't put him out of his misery.
Just say no now. It's fine.
Oh, I'm sorry, put him out of his misery.
Why would you skate around that? Just say no.
Because I feel bad.
Well, guess what? The invitation is officially
revoked.
Revoked. And I was going to say, I'm going to miss your face on the other side of the glass.
Absolutely not.
I love how the other members of the newsroom who don't even work on this show are coming, and not even you. Wow. Okay.
Maddie will take from that what he does.
Just joking.
Just expect sledges on another radio station in Sydney.
Gonna tarnish my good name.
Yeah.
Jess didn't even come to my farewell.
Hey, we are playing Would I Lie to You next. On offer today, we have a $100 voucher to spend at Singo's Meats, which is great. Singo's Butcheries.
Very good.
Yeah, absolutely. How this works, it's Crevo versus Meg today. One person is holding a real item, the other a fake. Both will try and convince you, though, that they are, in fact, holding the real item. Your job is to guess who is lying to you. 13-10-09, if you want to play for that $100 Singo's voucher, we'll do it after this. Love it. Anne-Marie, Niall Horan, these two have such chemistry on this song together.
I hope not, because I'm a Niall stan, so...
I can see these two hooking up.
Yeah. Is Niall Horan, like, one of your favourite people of all
time?
No,
but he's my favourite One Directioner.
There we go. Easy, man.
This is Everywhere and New FM. Welcome to Wednesday 24, showers about this afternoon and into the evening. It's 21 right now on the coast. Good morning. Anne-Marie and Meg's imaginary boyfriend, Niall Horan and UFM Everywhere. Welcome to the show. We're playing Would I Lie to You right now. Let's do it. Would
I lie to you, baby?
A lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on.
And welcome to Would I Lie to You.
All right, kids, parents alike, play along with this one in the car. How this works, right, is both Crevo and Meg are holding an item. One person has the real item, which they will tell you the truth about. The other person has an item, but they'll fake it and try and convince you they're telling the truth. Playing today for a $100 Singo's voucher, they have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without beating the farmers. Let's meet our caller, please.
Yeah, that's right. It's Jessica. She's from Cliffley. Has her own cleaning business, and today is off to do an end of lease clean, like a bond clean.
Maddie,
you could potentially hit up Jessica.
Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
Can I? I'm just getting, every time I speak to a cleaner, I'm getting like a price. How much does a 2-bedroom, fairly clean apartment take? Like, how much does it cost to clean for an end of bond clean?
Well, it kind of depends if you've got an oven involved.
I was quoted $800. Is it too much?
That is way too much.
Yeah. What could I, should I expect?
I'm
like
doing
400?
A 4-bedroom with an oven today for $550.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, give you
Jessica's number.
I've got it on the phone system here, Maddie. I'll text it through to you after, okay?
All right. Now, we've got Crevo versus Meg today, Jessica. One person is going to tell you a big fat lie. The other one is telling you the truth. Who would you like to hear from first?
We'll go Meg.
Okay. Meg, you first.
So yesterday I had to go to the chemist and 45 minutes waiting for a script. You know what that means. You walk around and you buy a whole bunch of stuff. So what I found was this coconut oil nourishing hair mask is by Hair Food, right? So they're like single packets of this stuff, and it's designed for curly hair, and it helps keep the colour in and all that kind of stuff, because we're going out this weekend for Maddie's farewell. I need my hair to look really, really great. So it's in a, like a light, like creamy colour packet, about the size of my hand roughly. I'll give it a bit of a shake, but yeah, that's pretty much what I've got in my hands right here.
Okay.
Are you convincing Jess or no?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear from Crevo.
I'll just say something.
We know his is going to be fake. We know this.
Before I launch into mine.
Yeah.
Can you rustle that packet again, Meg? So, masks, they have, like, moisture
this,
in them,
but
right?
This isn't just moisture. So this crinkly. Has beads and stuff
they're
in it as well.
Whatever,
the beads pop into your hair with the oil because the oil can't go in with the moisturiser part.
Have you heard enough of the lie yet, Jessica? Yeah, of course you have. All right,
you should try these hair masks, babe. They're ridiculous.
Meg's
so
never tried one, wouldn't know. Let's get into the real item, okay, Jessica? So what I have here is my 25-year-old, and I know this exact age because I bought this with my own money. It's a Leatherman pocket knife. And you might be thinking, because I'm 35, how does a 10-year-old buy a pocket knife? Well, in America,
it's full crap, that's
in
why.
America, they don't care how old you are. You can just buy a knife, right? So this is, it's very handy. It's got like the pliers and everything, right?
It's a pair of scissors.
And it folds in. Here, I'll fold it shut. And then you can put it in the case, which I will then snap shut, Right? That is exactly what I've got. It's look, so the he case just closed, is a little bit
he
worse
closed
for
a
wear.
Pair of scissors and cracked his knuckle. That's what he just did.
The case is a little worse for wear, but it's 25 years old.
Wow.
The knife is in excellent condition.
Okay.
Works well. Still use it to this
I
day.
I wouldn't trust a 10-year-old you with a knife.
You've heard both pictures, Jess. Would you like to ask Meg one question? What is it? To try and unpick this story.
About that. What was it again?
Coconut oil nourishing mask.
How many grams is the package for the coconut oil?
12.
Okay.
And you get one for Crevo as well.
Oh, I don't really have one for Crevo, to be honest.
Okay. All right. Let's get into it. For the $100 Singos voucher, Jessica, who is telling you the truth this morning?
I think Crevo is telling the truth.
You think Crevo is going to tell you the truth? Really? Really?
Boom, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well done.
I wouldn't do you wrong, Jessica.
No.
Well, I know you like your antiques, and when you said 25-year-old, I was like, yeah, okay.
He's all right. So what I actually have is the Snickers bar that I didn't open earlier on this morning.
I told you that packaging was off. I told you it was.
Yeah.
And which I'm now going to eat.
Okay.
No,
that's
joking.
Fine. I'm not going to eat it. You know that. I don't do sugar
job.
This early.
Free meat. Fantastic.
Well done. Well,
hold on the line
Jess.
There.
How good.
Thanks, Del. There you go.
What's the Goss is up next with producer Jackson. We're going to do it in minutes.
Yeah. Good morning. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Californication. Great song on UFM with Maddie, Meg and Crevo. What's the Goss now?
Can would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest Goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Oh, very good morning to you, producer Jackson.
Good morning. I've been woken up by the school next door that's doing tuba class. I feel like I'm next to Harold Fisher from Neighbours.
What is it with you and your street and tuba players? Like, I've never heard anything like it.
Performing arts school, man. You know,
check your location before you sign the lease, Jackson.
Living in Newtown, who would have thought?
I know.
Have you a creative type around.
Talking about theatre kids, Lea Michele, you know that girl from Glee that they
yes,
did
I love
bully?
Her.
She's best friends with this guy called Jonathan Groff, who I wasn't aware of, but apparently he's really big in the theatre world.
Okay.
Anyway, he's her gay best friend, and he's never seen the downstairs area of a woman. So she's revealed that she laid on a desk, put a desk lamp on it, and let him explore.
Oh. Too much.
I think, Maddie, from the descriptions you've given over time, this is your worst nightmare.
Does you think that my descriptions are so bad that perhaps I need to explore?
No, I'm just saying it's your worst nightmare.
How ridiculous. I'm sorry, that's too close.
Yeah, no, thank you.
But also, too, like, if you're going to do it in your like, personal friendship bubble, do it, but maybe don't do it in a People magazine. Do you know what I mean?
No, but...
Well, Meg did make me show.
That's different. That was a steal. That wasn't a real life.
My picture.
We don't need to bring this up every second.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that it will keep getting.
Thank God you're leaving in 2 days.
You two are the Newcastle equivalent to Lea Michele and Jonathan Groff.
No, we're not.
Do you think I'm never going to bring that up again?
Hope not.
You're delusional.
You know what? Now I have control of the buttons. I can turn your mic down. It's great.
You can, but I'll still bring it up.
Yeah.
And I can still
funny
post
story.
On social media.
Exactly.
Moving on from the nudity, let's keep it PG.
Kids are in the car. What are you doing?
Pardon?
Kids are in the car, Jackson.
I know. Forgive me. I don't have children. I don't know these things at the moment. Kris Jenner is being cancelled because... apparently she's rude. Who would have ever thought a rich, white woman would be rude to anybody?
Baffling.
So I've got some audio. This is from the latest episode of The Kardashians where she speaks to her driver. Take a listen. I want to know your thoughts.
I'm just on a deadline here. I just have 2 seconds. Can we call her right back? Can I ask you to leave us alone for 5 minutes?
I
just want to do something real quick. Okay, here we go. Is his window rolled up?
Yes.
But the trunk is open.
Close the trunk!
You're yelling at a f***ing guy.
Close the trunk!
Excuse me, sir. Would you mind closing the trunk for a moment? Thank you so much. It's not what you say, it's how you say no.
She has no manners. No chill.
You reckon? See, I listened to that and I thought, geez, that's how I talk to my mum, dad and my husband.
Close the trunk.
I think it's, wow, she's just
the thing is, I can imagine you, it's really bad, but I could imagine you doing that, but still being polite, Jackson, which is very strange.
I always say please and thank you, yeah. But... You know, I might yell it at you, but it's still a...
Is she really cancelled, though?
Yeah, what's happened?
Well, they're calling for her to be cancelled.
No, it won't happen. She's a Kardashian.
She needs to apologise, but, you know, I don't think that's going to happen.
I think they just seem to get a free pass in life, no matter what they do.
Jackson, you like this. My mum said to me when I was there over the weekend, she goes, oh, I'm obsessed with the Kardashians. Aren't they just fantastic? They've done it all themselves. They've done it all themselves. And I said, yeah, Mum, like, that's a bit weird for you. And she goes, tell me, how did Kim get famous? And Mum notoriously hates women that sleep around. I don't know why she has a thing against it, but she does. And I said, oh, she got famous through making a sex tape with Ray J. And she goes, oh, I don't like her anymore.
Oh.
You know, didn't take long.
I was thinking about how she got famous the other day, and then it hit me, and I thought, God, I'm really under-delivering for my family, aren't I?
Oh, my God.
Oh, thanks, Jackson.
Thank you, Jackson. Have a great day. That's us done for What's the Goss today. Up next, we're...
To wake you up. New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Straight after us, 105 minutes commercial free with Jackson.
Yeah, we are doing it after 9 o'clock. They say a quick week's a good week, right? And we are already at Wednesday. Sounds like Ava Max, Sweet But Psycho, coming up for 105 minutes commercial free. I know you love her. Pink, so I'll chuck her in the playlist as well. Beautiful Trauma. And Better Days, Naked, May Muller. It's all on the way. Newcastle's best music, 105 minutes commercial free from 9 o'clock.
Thank you very much, Jackson Crevo.
So, I don't know where this idea came from, but yesterday I was seriously thinking about this. Something I want for the shop, that I want to get some sort of, like, statue or something to go out the front of the shop to create, like, a bit of awareness and to, like, grab people's attention. So,
the sign's not enough is what you're saying. You need something a little bit more... substantial.
The sign's good, but I want something that really grabs your attention and is just a bit of a talking point. So you've heard of, like, the big banana, the big pineapple, right? They're down on the way.
What about the one that used to be down near Queen's Wharf?
Ah, yes.
Yeah, that's another one.
Big appendage.
Yeah, that did. The big tower.
Well, the big tower. The thing that comes to mind for me for advertising purposes is the tile warehouse.
The old car
that's out the front of Warner's Bay.
That is true. That's a good one. But I don't know. I just thought I'd throw this out there. Looking for your ideas, right? I want something, some sort of statue, not as big as, like, the big pineapple.
You won't be able to fit that in front of the store.
I want to be able to, like, probably wheel it back in the store, maybe. Like, I can put it on wheels. Maybe you've got one in the shed, some sort of anything. It could be an elephant statue or a horse or something. Just something, a bit of a talking point that I could maybe put a little Crevo's logo on.
A horse statue.
Anything, right? Because...
Give him a unicorn.
So...
Some glitter.
That'd be fine, right? At the Clyde Street shops along there... On the weekends
Hamilton North.
At Hamilton North, they often just put out, like, a few chairs and stuff, which is cool. But I want something that grabs people's attention.
Isn't there a famous statue of Walt Disney outside of Disney World? Come in, signalling people to come in.
That's true.
Maybe you should get somebody to make a full-size replica of you.
This is what I said, a mahogany. Sort of local legend. I'd like a mahogany one.
I don't know why.
That plastic's fine.
I'm not into a plastic mold
of your body.
I don't want a plastic mold of my body. I want something else.
Actually, I've got an idea. Just putting it out there. From the Royal Tour, there's a couple of photos of you in the crown with the cape and the scepter. Mimic that.
Too self-indulgent.
No. It's your store. It's your name.
I want something, like, a bit unusual. Maybe you've got something in the shed you want to sell me? Or an idea of what I could do. 131009, would love to do this up next. What statue should I put out the front?
That's going to be interesting. I hope we get some calls.
I love this. Fresh from Bastille. Different vibe for them. It's called Back to the Future. Hey, that is brand new from Bastille. Back to the Future at New FM with Maddie, Megan, Crevo. 24, the top on the coast today. Crevo.
Yeah, so I don't know where the idea came from, but I just want to get some sort of statue that it grabs attention, because what I'm trying to create in my shop is things. I want people to know there's unusual items in there, hard to find items, not just your stock standard furniture.
Crevo's Hamilton North on Clyde Street.
Yeah, this is my antique shop, Persian rug gallery, all of that. But we also have a lot of unusual items, right? Things that are hard to find, hard to get your hands on. And I want to convey that by having some sort of interesting statue at the front. Down on the Central Coast, the big flower. It's iconic.
I've never heard of that in my entire life.
It's all everyone on the coast, everyone knows it. Okay. There's another place.
Oh, the big flower.
Do you know it?
No.
Check it out. Google. It's massive.
The only thing that really comes to mind as well is the TradeLink tap in Broadmeadow. Have you seen that? A giant tap.
There you go.
On the front of the shop.
Very cool, right?
Tari, where I like spent some of my childhood, have the big oyster.
The big oyster.
Memorable, right? Yeah. Memorable. When I
car yard.
Where I was
selling Nissan Patrols.
where I grew up in Yarramalong on the Central Coast, this one guy has these two like elephants in pink tuxedos on his gate.
Of course he does.
And everyone knows, like, if you say where are you, like as a reference point, oh, I'm just down the road from the elephants. Everyone knows where you are.
Okay.
Right. So that's what I'm trying to create.
Another
this kind
one
of buzz
just came to mind. You know the car yard with the big chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, in Charlestown.
Yeah.
Yeah, Charlie's.
Charlie's.
See, you know it, right?
Toyota, I think it is.
Yeah, it is.
You know it. You know it. And that's why I'm trying to create this kind of awareness. Let's go to the phone, shall we, and see if we can get some ideas there. James is up first on line one. How you doing, James?
Good. How you going?
Really good. So what idea do you have for a statue? What do you think I should get?
I think the big Indian chief. They're about 8 or 9 foot tall. You can actually put a trolley under it and wheel it in and out. And they're massive, big Indian chief with the feathers, the whole bit in timber.
In timber. That's a great idea.
That's really cool. I like that.
Do you know where one would source said statue, James?
Oh, look, you'd have to go Google and then just look and buy it. Or get someone to make it.
That's a great idea.
The thing, employ a local artist.
I love that.
Craig, how much are you willing to spend on this statue?
It just depends on what it is. Like,
if it catches your
eye.
If
it's amazing, then I'll spend a bit more.
$5,000?
That's a bit steep, but possible. If it's incredible, right?
Yeah.
I think it might be worth it. I don't know. I'm
you'd
open-minded.
End up selling it when you get a good offer.
Yeah, well, I don't want to do that either.
All right, let's go to Christy. Hey, how are you?
Kirsty, how you doing?
Kirsty is gone. Move to the next one.
Line three. Hello, good morning. You're on air. What idea do you have for the statue?
Black Knight. And you can call it Sir Mark-a-Lot.
Oh, I like that.
There we go.
The old, like in armour and stuff. That's a cool idea.
Just the open armoured, the armoured shell, and then standing there with his sword at the front of your door, and you can call him, say, welcome to Sir Mark-a-Lot.
I love that.
I like this.
You know what? The other good thing about that, of like a suit of armour type situation, is that screams antique shop, doesn't it?
I don't think the Newcastle Knights would appreciate that, but, you know, who cares?
Well, it wouldn't be the same. It's not like a logo. It's fine. They don't own all suits of armour in history.
When you have open days and stuff, you can employ somebody in a suit of armour to come along and like
welcome people.
Welcome.
I love this.
That's
Does
a
your
great
family
one.
Like have a family crest or anything you can put on there?
No crest.
Maybe
no.
You need to create one.
That's a good
I feel like
idea.
If you have a family crest, you're a bit of a flog.
Here am I saying I'll create one. What does that say about me? I'll let you decide that.
We'll do some searching around. Go to some antique stores, maybe.
And the office stays open. Like, if you've got something, you know, like a cool statue or something you want to sell, maybe it's been annoying the missus because it's massive and why do you need a statue?
Hit us up on the Instagram.
Yeah, at @novos_. Exactly. Oh, it's in stereo.
I know.
That was a bit of fun.
Good. Good harmonies.
I know,
actually.
Look at that, you guys. Yeah. Wow, just match made in heaven. Hey, birthday lotto is up next today. It's worth $500. What month are we looking for, please?
All right, I've just spun the wheel and it's come up July.
Okay, if you want free money, $500, you know what to do. 1310. L King, X's and O's, and UFM. You are with Maddie, Megan, Crevo. It's 9 o'clock. Birthday lotto now. Wow!
Are you serious?
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novo's birthday lotto.
All right, you know how this works. We spin the birthday balls. If your number comes out, you win today $500, guys.
Oh, it's good money. That's really good money.
It is indeed. Let's meet our caller today. It's Heidi from East Maitland, works at a retirement village. Excited to play, needs the cash for a few bills, but dreaming of a holiday, Meg.
Hey, Heidi.
Hey.
Hey. What's the big plans for your weekend? We're halfway there.
Probably just have a sleep in I'm not working.
How was your long weekend then? Did you get much sleep in on the long weekend?
No, not really. My daughter decided to be up at the crack of dawn every day.
Of course.
Sometimes.
All right, well, let's get you some cash. Get you some cash, Heidi. Fingers crossed. Maddie's going to pick the balls today because he's only got a couple more days left. So if you don't get it, you can blame him. Because you always blame me.
And he's always saying, God, you never let me touch the balls. It's not fair.
All right, Maddie.
All right, Heidi. In my hands right now, I have July 17.
No, I'm the 15.
Oh, oh so no. close. Sorry, Heidi.
Blame Maddie.
Sorry, Heidi.
Funny joke.
This is what
I copped
the
last 8 months.
You've got to complete the task.
There you go. Thank you. Do you normally do that?
Of course I do. Yeah, of course.
Doing that. Okay.
Yeah, do you even listen to your own show?
Probably. Apparently not. My God.
Good job on the buttons today, Meg.
You've done a really good job. We're not finished yet, though.
No, because someone's called up for you.
Yeah, so we were talking just before about wanting a big statue to wheel out to the front of the shop to create a bit of buzz, a bit of interest, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And we had a suggestion of, an Indian chief, right? Might create sort of a bit of fun and a bit of excitement for the shop. Our Trudy has called up with just that. Good morning, Trudy.
G'day, how are you?
Really, really good. Now tell us, this Indian chief statue, what's the situation with it? Are you thinking of selling it?
Well, yes, I am. It was just going to auction in about 8 weeks. We're moving, so I was just listening to radio and it jagged it.
Hey, this might be perfect. So what's it made of? What's the condition like?
It is vintage fiberglass. 6 foot Indian in the full head attire holding a tomahawk.
Ooh, okay.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He is. Booking point. He's only got one arm. He's amputee.
Oh, interesting.
Can I just say, nothing ever surprises me on this show. Like, you put the call out for a life size Indian statue,
and you get and yourself you get a life size Indian statue with one arm, apparently.
Missing a part of the arm.
So, how much are we looking to sell this for?
Well, I do you deal possibly talk about a lazy K?
Ooh, is that in budget, Crevo?
I think it might be. I think that's quite fair.
You know what? For $1,000, I'd just come and stand out the front of your shop.
So with
for $1,000,
I've got some questions. If it did have the arm, if you did have the arm, what price would you be looking for if it was intact?
Well, the arm.
Like,
it's worth more if it's got the arm, yeah. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there's a bit of like discount happening
this
because
is
there's
right.
But like, imagine that you draw. Oh, there's the one-armed Indian. Like, it'd be that little.
Okay, I've got a question for you. It's fiberglass, yeah.
Yeah.
Missing arm. I feel like that a lot of water would get inside the body.
Think of that.
Or is it covered?
No, his arm is on the right pitch.
I don't know. So it won't, like, the water won't fall in. It's like pointing down.
Okay.
Oh, well,
outdoor in at the moment and has been for a very long time.
Maybe you should go look at it, Creeper.
So it's been inside for a long time, is it? Or outside?
He's an outdoor chief.
Okay. All right. So it's already been outside. It's weathered, tested and weathered. All right. Well, I'll go and have a look. Where do you live around Sandgate?
No, over the other side of the lake.
Oh, that's all right. I'll come for a drive. Yeah, it's definitely worth it.
Thanks, Trudy. Off air. Wow, there we go.
Yeah.
Good. See?
What happened?
You put it out there,
yeah.
And you shall find.
That's it. Yeah. Have a great day, guys.
Now we've got 105 with commercial free. Wow. 105 commercial free with producer Jackson.
Yeah, we're about to do it. Ditch the ads. I mean, sales, not happy about it, but, you know, I'm in control. 105 minutes commercial free sounds like Olly Murs. Is Troublemaker helping kick off your work day? It's up very soon. Mary J. Blige and Family Affair. Don't mind if I do. And I love this one. It is fresh from Tate McRae. She's All I Want to Be. Coming up, 105 minutes commercial free on UFM.
She actually just announced a tour. She's coming here next month, Tate McRae.
That's cool.
Who's really interested in going to Tate McRae?
For that particular song, I would.
For one song.
Probably. Free tickets, come out here.
Release 10 more hits, babe, and then we'll go to your concert.
She's been quite good.
Don't forget Meg will travel across the world for one concert.
Yeah, see?
So... going down the road.
No, going down to Sydney. Not a bad thing.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
Have a great day, guys. Yes. Meg, look. Would you like the score out of 10?
Absolutely not, because I already hate myself as it is.
Why? You did a pretty good job.
I have too much anxiety to do this, I swear to God.
I'd say, like, pushing the buttons today, first time doing it on this show, like a 6.
Oh, thanks.
So like you
60%.
You did 70 button pushes and only 3 errors.
Did you do math?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's absolutely brilliant for a first go.
It's an overall feel, though. Feel. Good job, Meg.
Thanks.
I'm proud of you.
Appreciate it.
Really, really good.
It's so great relaxing. You guys have it so easy.
Wait until you do it for a big Sydney station.
Nah. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
See ya.